Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Dr. Wilkes.
It's time for another poem. You've got a good one this time. It's from the Annals of Internal Medicine, published in 2015. Starts on page 174. Let's say a hypothetical 65-year-old man with a good history for coronary artery disease is admitted to an observation unit. And resident or nurse asks, what kind of a test do you want to do? Do you want to do a coronary computer tomography angiogram, or do you want to do a radionuclide myocardial perfusion scan in order to predict the need for more aggressive intervention? For example, taking the guy to the cath lab. You've got these two high-tech tests. Both of them have their supporters. Which of them is going to give us the most useful information? Well, Mark, you found a study that addresses this issue from the Annals. The question that the poem really asks is coronary computed tomography better than stress testing for detecting coronary artery disease? What did they find?
Yeah, this was a study that I think we don't see enough of in terms of what's the best approach to working someone up, what's the best approach to diagnosis or diagnostic strategy. You know, the vast majority of clinical trials are comparing treatment strategies, but, you know, just as important is how do we make the diagnosis and how do we do so efficiently and safely so we don't waste a lot of money and also unnecessarily expose our patients to harm or risk. You know, we've seen these kind of studies in kids with abdominal pain showing that an initial ultrasound is a good strategy, better than just throwing them all in the CT scanner. So in this one, they were comparing, these were intermediate risk patients who were admitted to telemetry because of chest pain. And they were getting some sort of a non-invasive imaging to figure out, like you said, do they need a cath or can they go home? And so they were randomly assigned to either get coronary computer tomography, angiography, CCTA, versus radionuclide myocardial perfusion imaging, which I'll call MPI. So CCTA or MPI. And at baseline, the average age in both groups was 57 years. Interestingly, two-thirds of the patients were women. Normally in these studies, you see more men. And more than 90% were ethnic minorities. Again, kind of an interesting feature of this population, a little different from the typical cardiovascular study, which is mostly middle-aged white guys. And I think this is a good thing about this study because it gives us a little bit more generalizable information. Analysis was by intention to treat, which is good. So they, you know, analyzed people as they were randomized. The main outcome was the rate of a cath that didn't lead to revascularization within 1 year of the imaging test. And for this outcome, there's actually no difference between the two groups for the outcome. If you look at a subset of patients with significantly abnormal results on their imaging test, there was a trend toward fewer catheterizations without revascularization in the CCTA group. So, you know, that's an advantage. You want to avoid a cath that doesn't, you know, ideally every cath would be abnormal and would lead to revascularization and, you know, you wouldn't have any false alarms. So for secondary outcomes, no difference between the groups in length of stay, adverse events, downstream resource use, rehospitalizations, further imaging. The other advantage of CCTA, besides this advantage in a subgroup analysis, was just less radiation exposure, and the patients liked it better. So bottom line is in terms of choosing a test for patients who are admitted with chest pain where you're kind of doing a rule-out MI protocol and trying to figure out which ones need a cath, coronary computer tomography, angiography seems to be the preferred test.
So, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Two quick questions that you won't necessarily know the answer to. One is, do you know, are these two tests comparable in terms of cost? And the second is, are they comparable? It would seem to me that you can get a CT angiogram much quicker than you can an MPI.
Well, that's certainly been my experience. I believe, I'm pretty sure the cost is lower, but I haven't looked into it. You know, that was my, that's my belief. I don't have the data on that. But I believe it's cheaper and generally easier to get.
Yeah. So a lot of times if these guys are on telemetry, the nurses and the docs are, they don't want them away from the unit for terribly long. So there's an advantage to getting something that you can have them go down, do the test and get them back quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Anyways, interesting, interesting study. And I've not seen these two things compared, and it comes up all the time. So thanks for picking that up. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.